Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very satisfying win for the Steelers last night to start 1-0. And a lot of positives to discuss, even some debatable things now as we look ahead to the next game against Denver kick off this 2020 season. We're proud to bring back Arthur Motes for some Steelers roundtable talk over the next 2 hours. The former Steelers linebacker who is now making all kinds of gains as a broadcaster, very much in demand. Can hear him so many places. We like that he's nice enough to give us a couple hours today, and he will on Tuesdays throughout the football season. Arthur, what did you make of Roethlisberger last night? What were your thoughts on his first game back?
Man, I thought overall he looked good. Obviously had a slow start, but I felt like after that two-minute drill, you really saw him just ultimately start to excuse me, man. He's ultimately started to make plays, and I was really impressed by that.
Uh-oh.
I got my little man over here.
All right.
I thought you were out and about. It sounded like you were, for a second, you were moving around. Then I'm like, oh, no. Are we talking to a guy that's trying to exercise while he's on the air with us, which would be a first?
If you were out and about, I would just assume that you were pulling a Zeiss homage if you were doing the show out.
No, that would involve a car horn or a blinker signal, Chris.
That's right.
That's actually very true. Arthur, then I go right from Roethlisberger to right in that backfield. What do you do against Denver if you're Mike Tomlin and James Conner is cleared to play and he's healthy enough to go? Who would you be giving the lion's share of touches to?
Man, I think this is clear cut. Benny Snell, you have to ride the hot hand. You know Coach Tomlin loves to ride the bell cow. He loves to ride the guy that he feels is reliable and durable and all these other things. And I thought last night the true sign of that was once Benny fumbled, they never even considered pulling him out, not only for James Conner, but for anyone. So for me, that was a big telltale sign that Benny is going to be the guy.
Well, Conner wasn't available at that point. I mean,
Well, they still had him listed as questionable. Well, he was still on the sideline, jogging, warming up, and all that other stuff. So that's why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Does the quarterback have any sly, are they going to come to Ben? But does the quarterback, if he thinks that one guy clearly is better, say Ben Roethlisberger, just watch what Benny Snell did and was impressed, is it unheard of for a guy in that position then, Arthur, to go to the coaching staff and maybe make a polite suggestion or make his voice heard on the matter?
I mean, obviously when you have a veteran like Ben, that always comes into play. But for me, I just thought that Benny looked dominant, and even when James was healthy, Benny looked like the more explosive, the more elusive back of the two. And let's be real about it, the O-line didn't perform at a high level yesterday, but even with that, James wasn't able to make those guys miss in the backfield, whereas Benny still was taking pretty much a hit in the backfield as soon as he got the ball and still was able to get a couple of yards out of it, turn nothing into something. So ultimately, that's why I just think that Benny is going to be the guy.
Well, I don't think Roethlisberger's opinion maybe means as much as we thought, because if it did, Ryan Switzer would have had five targets last night and would still be on the team and definitely would have been back there to fair. I'm serious. And would have been back there to fair catch that first punt that got botched. I thought that was the Switzer decision shows you that Ben maybe doesn't have as much agency when it comes to who makes the Steelers roster and who gets the playing time. I thought to go back to Ben, you know, you guys can rip me if you want for this. I would actually give him an A plus for last night based on what my expectations were for him in his first game back after missing a year. I know the Giants defense isn't exactly going to set any records this year in New York, but it was conceivable and it did happen for maybe not a vast majority, but for a decent amount last night. I didn't feel like the Steelers controlled the line of scrimmage. I didn't think that Ben was just allowed there to sit back in the pocket and basically play pitch and catch with his wide receivers. He got hit a lot early in the game, which I think also might have contributed to him being maybe off target in the first quarter or the first quarter and a half of the football game. I didn't think we would see Ben play a mistake-free game from the turnover point of view. I thought for sure you would see a throw early in the game where Roethlisberger's timing was just off, and it ended up with the Giants taking the ball the other direction. That never happened. There might have been a couple of turnover-worthy plays, like when he tried to pitch it back to Connor. That was actually Connor's best play when he didn't fumble that or drop that ball that would, you know, to recover that. You know, outside of that, I can't think for a guy that is known for making a lot of plays but also throwing a lot of interceptions, for him having to shake off rust, I can't remember maybe one high throw to Ebron over the middle too. I mean, it wasn't like Roethlisberger.
That was Ebron's fault. That was Ebron's fault though, because he jumped at a really weird time. Yeah, you know me, because I was evaluating almost every second of Roethlisberger's game. They showed that multiple times. It really looked like Ebron almost misjudged the ball because he was barely off the ground when he tried to get a hand on it. And if he had gotten up in the air earlier or more on time, I think he catches that football.
But yeah, Pony, man, you hit on some very critical things, man, in terms of Ben was under duress a lot in that first half. I do think from a screen game standpoint, the timing was a little bit off. But for the majority of the game, man, his decision making was really good. I guess the only throw that I had a little bit of concern with was just he was going to the flat to James Conner. I think he read it as it was going to be a cover one, and they were essentially playing just a cover two on that backside. That's why the corner was able to make that hit on James the way they did. Outside of that, though, I thought his decision making was really good throughout the whole night.
Well,
Arthur, how much?
I was going to say, Chris, the way to the and I said this on Twitter. I thought that one of the underrated aspects of his whole game was the way that he kept Deontay Johnson engaged, because with the Johnson looked like a guy that was not ready for the bright lights of week one. You're supposed to be, if not the guy, one of the guys, and I thought he was in la la land for a lot of the game. And Ben, who can get frustrated by wide receivers who let him down, could have just said, you know what, the hell with this guy. I've got four or five other options in the pass game. I've got two tight ends. I've got Juju. I've got running backs out of the backfield. You know, he can pretty much take the rest of the night off. And at the end of the game, he ended up leading the Steelers in targets. And it was worth it. How many times did Ben go to Deontay Johnson underneath that led to big yardage? I mean, to me, you would have never seen something like that happen with Mason or Duck last year. That was another example to me of you've got a franchise quarterback back in play.
Yeah, and one thing that I will say about Ben, man, especially with younger guys, you know, sometimes he does have a little bit less patience with them. But I was very impressed to see him continue to go back to Deontay, because Deontay could have easily checked out, man. You think about his first two real highlight plays, man. He muffs the punt, and then he falls and catches the next punt. I mean, between those two, and he had a drop. I mean, at the time, it was easy for Deontay to kind of check out and just fall into one of those slumps. But between Ben, between the team being around him, and ultimately keeping his spirits uplifted, I just thought that's what you see when you have a leader like Ben, when you have that Hall of Fame quarterback, a guy that everybody truly believes if he's out there, the team has a chance to win. I thought that was why they were able to respond the way they did.
Arthur, how do you think he's going to handle and moving forward, just what do you expect to take shape in terms of the, I'll use a Tomlinism here, the distribution of labor among the wide receivers now that Ben really, for the first time in his career, hopefully for a significant, you know, whole season, doesn't have Antonio Brown to command such a lion's share of the targets?
Man, for me, I think this is a great problem to have for Ben, something that he's never going to complain about. Man, when you talk about having the weapons that they have, I mean, this is a great situation. He's going to truly be able to just sit back and play quarterback. He's not going to have to force feed somebody for whatever reason it may be.
Was he not? I mean, Arthur, to what extent was he? Do you feel like he was he felt obligated or felt like to make his life easier, he needed to make sure he was getting Antonio Brown the ball? Because we talk about that a lot in the media, but how much was that a very real thing?
I mean, I feel like it was definitely a real thing, and anybody that. I mean, I understand as a media personnel, like, y'all didn't have a chance to be in the locker room, but just being on the field and watching, you can just see the dynamic. If AB wasn't getting the ball like how he wanted, you could see by his body language. It wasn't something that had to be, you know, a secret about. People could just, I mean, if you're watching and you have eyes, you can see that. And obviously, as the quarterback, and you know that's your star receiver, you're going to put up with a lot more. You're going to try to inconvenience yourself sometimes to make them feel a lot better. And that's what Ben did in those type of scenarios, whereas now he's not going to have to deal with that. I mean, Juju has shown he's been very selfless in terms of how mm-hmm. he approaches the game. I thought he did a great job yesterday on that hustle play on the run, like Mueller had just talked about and things like that. But for me, man, that's why I just don't think Ben is going to have those type of issues anymore.
Yeah.
Sometimes, well, you deal with that when you're with a star player. It is what it is. Everybody is different in terms of how they handle it, but yep. It's just good that he's not going to have to deal with that.
For one game, I thought, like, what the fans, what we on the outside, for the most part, want to see out of their offense, which I believe, speaking for Steelers fans, would be, you don't need to, you know, play recklessly anymore. It's not all on you. The defense is so good. Concentrate on being more efficient, and you'll be rewarded for it in the end. I thought that they actually, it seemed to me, like, they had a light bulb moment. Like, I thought Ben played efficient football, which it was not a volume game for him. He didn't.
He looked like Brady. He looked like some of those Brady games, Pony. How many times did he hit Deontay Johnson or somebody running underneath where they could get a, you know, 4 or 5 yards after the catch?
I thought he took what the defense gave him, exactly. And he's not always known for that. He does, I think it's the Arians effect, he does love to hunt the big play. I didn't see a lot of that. I do think, you know, like, I do think overall, if the 2-minute drill drive doesn't happen at the end of the first half, who knows how they play and if he's pressed or if he feels like, you know, there's pressure to perform in the second half. That, I think, just relaxed them so much offensively. And it was just, I think, the realization that, okay, like, I can still do this. I've still got it, and I think they really, Arthur, I think during halftime the offense was able to exhale, and Ben was able to maybe let out a sigh of relief after they scored a touchdown on that drive.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when you look at how they were playing up until that point, it wasn't the most impressive. We talked about how they just looked like they were out of sync. But when you're able to get a 2-minute drive the way they were able to execute it, and then you put the stamp on it by getting a touchdown on top of that, is going to make you feel a lot more confident. And I think that that's why the second half definitely went like that. I mean, when you're scoring a touchdown to end the half, you feel more confident going in. You don't feel the need to press because you're down or whatever it may be in that scenario. So, yeah, I definitely think that that played a huge role in Ben.
Arthur, did you feel like Ben was back fully when you saw him grabbing his knee and acting like it might be hurt? Because that was when I sort of... That was when I was like, all right, Steelers football is back, Roethlisberger's back. I'm almost not even kidding about that, because I've seen it from him so many times for the last decade and a half, basically, that it almost felt reassuring to see him wincing and grabbing a knee.
How about the right arm jacket contraption that he had?
Right, yeah, it's a hoagie. It's one of those hoagie ovens, dude. Just put a couple of calzones and like an Italian.
I want one of those.
Like a deluxe Italian in there.
I want to order
like
one. I want the Steelers website to let fans order
their
right arm jacket.
How many hot pockets has he tried to
jacket?
Pony, how many hot pockets has he tried to stash in that thing before?
Oh, he's a new Ben.
30?
He's not doing that anymore.
Listen,
he's putting celery in there now.
Though, that sleeve reminded me of when we saw Ben the first time on the sideline last year post-injury, and he had that like massive brace on. We're like, yo, what is that? Yeah. That's what last night reminded me of when I saw him put the arm in the sleeve.
And we could joke around because the Steelers handled their business last night, winning 26-16, which was good because the game went under by a point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.